Milwaukee is home to a growing number of Yemeni coffee shops. These spots offer drinks made with Yemeni coffee beans and much more, and are open late into the night. Most of them are part of national franchises, but WUWM's Mayon Silver and Eddie Morales are bringing us the story of one that is independent and family-run. They visit Al Wadi near Mitchell International Airport.
Inside Al Wadi, there's a color theme of black, white, and gold. Antique-looking light fixtures emit orange glows in the dark ceiling and white floor. Mayan, how would you describe the decorations?
There are shelves with elaborate gold coffee pots. There's Turkish-style seating with decorative cushions against the walls. Murals depict landscapes from Yemen, Turkey, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia.
The owners are brothers Mohammed and Mohaned Musaitif. With such similar names, Mohammed told us they usually go by their nicknames.
I go by Zaim as well, just like our family name. And then sometimes, you know, he goes by Mo.
Oh, okay, he gets Mo, you don't get Mo?
No, he stole it from me.
Dang.
Mo approaches our table with drinks.
All right, we have the famous banana bread latte right here. And then on the right, we have the Edani chai, or some people call it kara. It's a very smooth, like, black tea with milk. And it has spices infused in it, like cardamom and ginger.
First, we try the Edani chai.
Be honest.
Okay, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Hot. It's really hot. But it's really good.
It's fresh.
Yes, it's really good.
Next up, the banana bread latte.
It's ice cold. As hot as the Edani is, the banana latte is cold. It looks great. It's tall, creamy, with a cookie on top. The brothers are big into coffee. So when Yemeni coffee shops started popping up, Zaim and Mo felt it was time to open one.
They thought of opening a franchise, but decided to start their own business. The menu includes traditional Yemeni recipes. But the brothers consider Al Wadi to be more of a Middle Eastern coffee house.
Zaim says that allows them to better serve the diverse Muslim and Arab community in the area. Zaim and Mo were born in the U.S. Their parents emigrated from Palestine in their 20s. They wanted that background reflected in their shop, which is one reason why they decided not to join an existing franchise.
But yeah, just because we didn't have to be confined, you know what I mean? Like those kind of rules and regulations by, you know, a specific entity or franchise, we just kind of liked the idea of going broadly with the Middle East. And, you know, we also wanted to show our Palestinian heritage, especially with the things going on over in Palestine and Gaza. We just really wanted to make sure that we put that all out there and displayed some of that.
They're happy with the result, but not having franchise oversight means it's up to them to solve problems. They rely on family to overcome those challenges.
Yeah, their mother and sisters help when the shop gets busy. Mo has a background in construction. Mayan, you asked a good question about what that dynamic is like.
What do you feel like you each bring to the table as brothers going into business with each other?
Zaim answers first.
I mean, it's easy. I'll talk for him. He's super handy, so that's always super nice. Like, he can do a lot of the stuff that we need to do as far as, you know, that construction renovation, something just needs a quick repair. He steps in with that. He's also better with technology than me, I'll admit it. So he helps me out a little bit with that as well.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. He's more of the more organized and structured with that kind of stuff than I am, to be honest. So,
but it's been nice for you both to rely on each other then.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
The things that I lack in business, he picks up the slack and vice versa. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Al Wadi is continuing to evolve. They recently even added a drive-thru.
Now they're serving fall-themed drinks like the pumpkin pie horchata latte and salted maple shaken espresso. I'm Eddie Morales.
And I'm Ayan Silver.
For 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.